The strike affects three institutions, the University of Bahr el-Ghazal and the Upper Nile and Rumbek Universities. Pio Kurding is the chairperson for the teaching staff of Upper Nile University. He tells South Sudan in Focus a General Assembly meeting resolved to strike for several reasons.
In a General Assembly, they come out with a resolution. Number one, the government, through the Minister of Higher Education, has to adjust the salary of teaching staff based on the central bank rate. Number two, we have also demand of our annual tickets. In 2019, it was also approved by the Council of Ministers. We did not receive all these things because it was approved together with the salary. Since 2019 until today, we did not receive the annual ticket allowances.
Kur says in 2019, the Council of Ministers approved an annual air ticket for all teaching staff ranging from 500,000 South Sudanese pounds to 1 million South Sudanese pounds. He says the Council of Ministers also adjusted salaries for the university lecturers to a new US dollar rate against the South Sudanese pounds. The teaching staff argues the US dollar has continued to gain strength, so their salaries should be adjusted to the current central bank rate of 645 South Sudanese pounds per dollar. Joseph Lualdario, chairperson for the Teaching Staff Association for the University of Bahr el-Ghazal, says the non-teaching staff at the University of Bahr el-Ghazal are joining the fight for a salary adjustment.
We have started yesterday with the sit-in strike. And as I'm talking to you now, I came out from the Trade Union General Assembly meeting. They are also on their meeting to decide on this issue of strike, and they have decided already. They are with us in the industrial action. Trade union is the bigger one, is mother, combining the two, staff and non-teaching staff.
The teaching staff from the universities demand the government to act within 1 week. Otherwise, the strikers threaten to shut down the three institutions indefinitely. Gabriel Changson Chang, South Sudan's Minister for Higher Education, says the ministry has held several meetings with the instructors at the universities to address the issue amicably, but in vain. He says he has forwarded their demands to relevant levels of government, but says the staff are too impatient.
Salary increase is a process. It is not done by the Minister of Higher Education. It is a government policy. We already forwarded the new salary structure which was developed by the universities. As I said, it is a process, and that process has several steps, and those steps must be taken, and they know very well. I discussed with them and told them that if you wait till the process comes to an end.
While the government and the teaching staff continue to differ, students are expected to bear the brunt of the dispute. Kur says students at the University of Bahr el-Ghazal were preparing for examinations due to start on Monday, while students at the University of Upper Nile were preparing to resume lectures held this week. All that is on hold until the government and teaching staff end the dispute. John Manyang Dok is a fourth-year student at the University of Bahr el-Ghazal.
It is seriously going to affect us because we are supposed to start our exam on the 5th of December, that is next week on Monday. But because of this industrial election declared by the academic staff and the workers of the University of Bahr el-Ghazal, I don't think whether they will make it. Some minutes ago, there was a meeting and there was no breakthrough in that meeting because they are still insisting that there will be no exam on Monday. So some of us have decided to leave to the various states, and some of us are still here, but they are not committed. They are not committed to their books as they used to do in the past, because we have no hope.
Manyang calls on the government to respond to the teaching staff's demands to enable him and his colleagues write their exams. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.